Welcome to the Sober Plug Podcast, where I get you disconnected from addiction and plugged into recovery. I'm your host, Connor Duffy. If you are struggling with addiction, you can reach out to my direct line. That is 203-917-8862. Again, 203-917-8862. I do own a 6-bed detox residential facility. If you need resources for treatment, you can reach out to that direct line. My facility is called California Wellness, or if you need any resources local to you, I will help you with that as well. I'm going to get right into it. What I want to talk with you about today is becoming your best self, right? And what does your best self look like? And how do we do that? And what is the point, right? What is the point of becoming our best selves? And just to really put it simply, if you know you can be more, and you choose not to be, that is what suffering is, right? Suffering is willingly being less than what you need to be and leaving a lot of potential on the table. If you ask an older person, what is the thing that they regret most? 99% of the time, ask your parents, ask your grandparents. They will say, I wish I did this. I wish I did that, right? They speak in the form of regret from things that they did not do that now they wish that they did, now that their time is coming closer to an end. So if we can skip that phase of suffering unnecessarily, you have to put yourself in a position mentally where you have to focus on the future and realize, you know what, someday my life is going to come to an end. And if I want to live to my potential, if I want to leave everything on the field, so to speak, and I really want to have some type of impact or just live a life of purpose and fulfillment, which I really think all of us do. I think we all want that. I just think a lot of us don't know necessarily how to do that. And I think it scares us to chase our goals and to chase our dreams. And so if we don't have something to aim for, it becomes very, very easy to become distracted with outside vices. That's essentially what alcohol is. That's what addiction is, right? We are getting distracted. It's easier to dive into pleasure than it is to live on purpose, because purpose takes discipline and it takes commitment and it takes vulnerability. While addiction is really just chasing pleasure to fill an internal void, right? So anyway, I'm kind of getting off topic a little bit here. And the point that I'm making is how do we do that, right? How do we become our best self? What does that look like? And obviously I got to the point. The point is so you don't live with regret later. When we leave our potential on the table and we don't become our best selves and we don't push ourselves to reach our potential, we don't push ourselves to be more, we suffer. That is what suffering is, right? So how do we do that? How do we become more? Where do we start? And it's very, very simple. You look at the areas in your life that you feel regret in, that you feel like you are lacking fulfillment in, and that you have maybe been neglecting for a long time. If you meditate on this and you're honest with yourself, you will be able to come to an answer pretty quickly, right? But let me make it a little bit easier for you. You can really divide this into different areas of your life. You could divide this into physically, right? Your physical health, your mental health, your emotional health. You know what I mean? You can look into health as one box, how you feel about yourself physically, mentally, emotionally. How about your social life? Are you socializing with enough people? And when I mean socializing, I don't mean that you need to be a social butterfly. I mean, do you have enough people in your corner, or do you isolate and do you feel lonely, right? Now, what about your career? What do you do for work? What are you trying to achieve? What are you chasing for your work? If you're spending 8 hours a day doing something that you can't stand, that is going to be an area in your life that is going to cause a lot of pain. A lot of pain. And people get into this mindset where they need to settle and they get focused on making a dollar just to get by so they can put food on the table instead of focusing on something that they find fulfilling to them. You know, and this is kind of the trap that we fall into. You know, we are sold this ideology that we have to settle in life and that we can't pursue things that we enjoy and things that we love. And as someone who is doing that, I'm doing that myself, you know, I think it's total bullshit. I think that we all have the potential to be chasing things that we love and enjoy and that we find fulfillment in, and whether it be serving people in some sort of way or whatever, you know, serving a higher purpose is usually something that we all want. It doesn't just have to be helping others get sober, but so a career, right? That is one area of our life. The relationships in your life, how do you treat the people in your life that you love about, that you love dearly, right? That you care about the most. How are the closest relationships in your life? How is your family life, right? Meditate on these different areas and you will find very, very quickly what areas you are lacking in. You know, how about your self-development? How do you feel about yourself? Where's your confidence at? You know, where's your self-esteem at? And if it's low, and if, listen, you know, on a scale of 1 through 10, let's say that all of these areas are a fucking 2 or a 3 and you're not feeling good about any of them, that is okay. It's okay to be aware that these areas are lacking. It's okay to be honest with yourself that these need massive improvement in order for you to be where you want to be. But it takes awareness too, you know? So bringing attention to these areas in your life that you might not be content in is painful, but it's also the start of you turning these things around, right? So I want to read you something here. And this is in one of my favorite books. It's called The Art of Living. And I do readings out of here quite a bit. So this chapter is on 79, this little passage here, this little paragraph. It is called Start Living Your Ideals. Now is the time to get serious about living your ideals. Once you have determined the spiritual principles you wish to exemplify, abide by these rules as if they were laws, as if it were indeed sinful to compromise them. Don't mind if others don't share your convictions. How long can you afford to put off who you really want to be? Your nobler self cannot wait any longer. Put your principles into practice now. Stop the excuses and the procrastination. This is your life. You aren't a child anymore. The sooner you set yourself to your spiritual program, the happier you will be. The longer you wait, the more you will be vulnerable to mediocrity and feel filled with shame and regret because you know you are capable of better. From this instant on, vow to stop disappointing yourself. Separate yourself from the mob. Decide to be extraordinary and do what you need to do now. See, I love this paragraph. And this is why I love this book. It's just filled with just short gems, you know what I mean? And the truth is, it's like, you know, we know that there are so many different things that we could be doing more. We have this internal feeling. I know I did. When I was getting high and drinking, I always felt like I was just missing something. I was missing a lot. And I just knew that there was more to life. I felt like I was really selling myself short and I didn't know how I was going to get there. I didn't know how to accomplish what I felt internally. I just knew it was real and I knew it was there. And first off, it started with my ass getting sober. I needed to get sober. I needed to put down the booze. I needed to commit to putting down the drugs because as long as that was in my life, I wasn't going to accomplish anything. I was going to continue to feel like shit about myself. And that's the whole thing, right? This is the truth about any type of addiction or alcoholism, right? Or alcoholic, I should say, that it's not so much that you need to lose all of the materialistic things in your life. You could be completely functional, but feel absolutely rotten and hollowed out inside. You know what I mean? And so we all need to get to that place. And this is where I was, where I just felt like I was completely empty inside. I knew that my life was not playing out the way I wanted it to or needed it to. And I became desperate to make a change, not because I knew I was going to have a great life in sobriety, but I just knew that there was something else out there for me. You know what I mean? So that needed to be first for me. I needed to get sober. I needed to put down the vices. I needed to put down the drugs. And, you know, I really needed to get that in gear. And, you know, what I love about this little paragraph here too is it talks about taking action now. And something that we do in our addiction is we are continuously procrastinating. We are putting things off. We're saying, tomorrow I'm going to start. I'm going to start next week. I'm going to start next month. Right now is not the perfect time. We come up with all this bullshit. And this, again, it chips away at our spirit, right? It chips away at our heart internally because we know that we're lying to ourselves. And when you are lying to yourself, you are not living with integrity. You are not being the individual that you know you could be. And that's why the further on we use, the further on we drink, we start to suffer. It's not that really anything has changed, right? It's just that it's getting dragged out longer and longer. We know we're getting further and further away from our higher self. We're getting further and further away from the individual we know we need to be, we know that we should be. And so this is why rock bottom for a lot of people, it takes time, it takes pain, because it takes this manifestation of just suffering. It just takes like a lot of desperation and pain to get there. And a lot of that is achieved internally. You know, that's what I'm talking about by pain. You don't have to be arrested. You don't have to be homeless. None of that. You could have a good job and all that and feel exactly this way, right? So we have to start now. There is no tomorrow. There is no more putting shit off. There is no more putting off your goals. There is no more, you know, getting into the gym tomorrow or next week or getting sober tomorrow or next month or, you know, cutting off that toxic friend that you know you need to get away from. Like all these things, we need to start to live the way that we aspire to be. Look at someone who is it that you look up to, right? Who is it that you greatly admire or respect, and how do they carry themselves? What are the actions that they take, and how can you reflect that? How can you copy what they're doing? You know what I mean? There is something within you that when you see someone who's doing the right thing, they're living with integrity, they're confident, they're a person who's honest, right? These are all types of people that we respect, right? Honest people, people who do the right thing, people who are loyal, people that are just positive and uplifting and want to help others. Like we all know what we should be doing. We all have the potential to be this individual, but we have to start. And so, you know, you have to make this, you have to really visualize what is your ideal character? What is your ideal version of yourself? What is the best individual that you can think of? And what type of character traits does this person have? These are very important things to meditate on. And I promise you that if you think about this long enough and you're being honest with yourself, you will come up with your own answers. You will be able to make a list, right? Write down on a piece of paper, what are the things that are stopping you from being a better person, right? What are the habits, not just drugs and alcohol, right? Maybe you're not even involved with that right now, but what are the things, what are the character traits that are toxic to you, that are pulling you away from who you need to be? And really meditate on that. And this might make you very uncomfortable, but this is the answer that you need. These are the practices that really make us look at not just who we are right now, but what we need to change to become a better version of ourselves. And we don't do a lot of reflection, or I should speak for myself. I didn't do a lot of reflection early on in my recovery, and I wish I did. You know, that's why I always think like early sobriety is about dating yourself. And you really have to get to know who you are, and you might not like who you are, and that's okay because you can change that. But you got to date yourself, and you got to be willing to put in the work and really look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, what do I need to change and how am I going to do it? And I'm going to start right now, you know? So That's all I have for you today. I really hope that this helped you. I hope that you got something out of this. And, you know, always remember, like, start now, start today. Do not wait until tomorrow. We're not guaranteed tomorrow. And if you do wait until tomorrow, quote unquote, and I say that kind of in a sarcastic way, you're just going to continue to chip away at who you need to be, how you feel about yourself. Your confidence is going to really just start to suffer more and more the longer you wait. So no more bullshitting yourself. Get to it. And if you are struggling with addiction or alcoholism, if you need help, you can reach out to my direct line. That is 203-917-8862. Again, 203-917-8862. Much love. I will see you on the next one.